ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, here we go again, I guess. Jimmy Knight, live on the radio with you tonight. Well, it's the least I can do for you folks, I think. Yeah. Tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, it's going to be a live edition, folks, live on the air, and, you know, you can sit back and rest assured that we're going to be here for, at least an hour on the shortwave radio, folks, it's true. We're on 7415 kilohertz, and also we are on 5110, that's right, good old 5110, burning them mega wieners out of Monticello, Maine, USA, on BCQ. And we're here doing what we can. And when I say we, I mean me, you know, because it's one of those nights where Dr. Doc Brown said, yeah, man, I can't wait. I'm there, man. It's going to be cool and I'm going to be in and it's going to be a thing and it's going to be a show. It's going to be, I'm happening. I'm on the scene. I'm making the scene. Do you know what I mean? When I say that I'm making a scene, and we say, Doc, you're such a good friend. You know, thank you so much. And then, you know, you get a phone call and he says, I don't know. I kind of met a chick, you know, and she knows this guy. And well, the guy said that we should come back to his pad and he had some stuff that he wanted to show us. And I don't know if I can make the scene after all. Right. But OK, so that's the kind of night it's going to be. He might leave us hanging. So here it is. It's a little bit past 10 p.m. on the Eastern time zone. And it. He could walk in any moment because he knows that we've got a refrigerator full of beer up here with his name on it. And yes, an entire fridge just for Doc. But what we did, of course, was we planned ahead and we said, well, we better call up Joe Stacks and see what he's doing tonight. And suddenly Joe Stacks is making the scene with us, I think.
I just wish I could be there for the beer with Doc's name on it.
Yeah, well...
That's Dr. Doc Brown Ale?
Yeah, Dr. Doc Brown Ale. That's what that is. Joe. Well, suddenly, we're going to try to get you on the microphone a little bit better. Joe, can you hear me at all?
I can hear you. How am I coming through?
Oh, man, you're coming through so much better. And that's the kind of night it's going to be. There's going to be hijinks arising. And it's one of those nights where I'm under the weather. You know, I honest to God, I should be in bed right now. There's no way I should be on the air. But we were off the air. We were in a repeat last week. And so we figure we're going to try to go live every Saturday in October. By God, come Dr. Doc Brown or high water. We're going to be on the air, folks, for you. You know, do what we can. So anything can happen tonight. Mistakes, you know, you should all be recording this show because it's going to be one of those Lost Discs Radio blooper shows, you know? It's just without even trying, and we don't even need Dick Clark or anybody on board for that. Okay, and then I think Chesty is on her way. I called Chesty to see if she would make an appearance in the studio tonight too, so we have a little support. All right, so Joe, we're going to kick it off tonight. You know, it was a full moon yesterday, and it still looks like a full moon tonight. Are you hip to that scene?
I love it. This is the perfect autumn opener, man. A full moon. It's the first week of October. The weather is cool.
Yeah, man.
It's beautiful.
It's crisp. All right, so I'm going to lay it on you, folks, here tonight. Yeah, it's a little bit of Fat Mattress on the Lost Discs radio show. Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem with this song. We can't play this. Oh, we can't play that. I have to get that on the LP. I'm sorry, folks. That was such a great segue. But it didn't work out. Because what happened was that's a stereo track. And sometimes when you record the stereo tracks into mono for the show, you miss a channel. And so you're missing the vocal channel. And so the problem is you're not going to get the fact that they're talking about Mr. Moonshine. So I'm pulling out the original vinyl here, which I took that from. And we're going to spin it on a turntable. Here it comes. Oh, no, there it is. No, hang on. Live radio. We're going to get it. I'm messing up on purpose now. You can tell. Yeah. Okay, let's do it right off the LP, folks. The stereo LP. We got to get both channels in on it tonight for this full moon. It's a harvest moon, so we'll do a little bit of early Neil Young action after this, tonight exclusively on Lost Discs Radio Show.
Make some noise, people. We're going back to the 60s.
Lost Discs Radio.
Come on, followers.
Oh, I see. So they're all lunatics because, well, I don't think they're lunatics.
Whoopee!
What's going on here?
1967. More music.
That I've caught, that my head is the event.
On the station that plays all the hits.
What hits?
On WBCQ, this is the planet.
Jim E. Knight. Dr. Doc Brown. Joe Stacks.
Oh my God.
That's too bad. A cute little fox like that, all crazy, mixed up. What's her bag, anyway?
Well, all right, well, all right. After blues was whiskey, I believe I'd stay back all the time. After blues was whiskey, I believe I'd stay back all the time. Cause the woman that I'm loving, you know she's about to blow my mind. Cause the woman that I'm loving, she's got so right down to the bone. Yes, the woman that I'm loving, she's got so right down to the bone. Every time my baby touch me, oh Lord, she really turns me on. Cause she's got to be the sweetest girl I ever had. Yeah, she's got to be the sweetest girl I ever had. Cause the loving she puts on me, oh Lord, she's about to drive me mad. Yes, my baby's about to blow my mind. Woo! Stop blowing my mind, baby, stop blowing my mind. She know I love you, and I just can't do without you. No, it ain't right, baby. No, it ain't right. Cause the way my baby mistreats me, you know it's a low-down, dirty shame. Yes, the way my baby mistreats me, you know it's a low-down, dirty shame. Cause she's gone away and left me. She left me for another man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. The incredible blues action sound now of Freddie Youngblood. Sure, we got Freddie Youngblood on the Soul Sound record label out of Chicago. Yeah, when, you know, if the blues was whiskey, man, we'd be playing records like that on every show. Before that, now, of course, it was Buffalo Springfield, okay? For all you, you know, Neil Young freaks out there, it's a Harvest Moon, and you're all sitting around listening to that album, and so we threw on a little Buffalo Springfield, and that was Mr. Soul, which was written by Neil Young, and of course, that would have come out around 1967, and because before that, we kicked off the show with Fat Mattress. And they was giving us Mr. Moonshine, and yes, we do have the Fat Mattress LP, which was given to us by some guy down the street who comes in the studio from time to time, but it's been a while since we've seen him. But he came by and said, "Man, I found this LP in the attic, and you should just take it, man. And it's a beautiful mint copy." But it's a stereo copy, and I had recorded it earlier for play on the show, folks. And you were missing a channel. So I had to whip out the actual vinyl, which we do. We have the stack of vinyl for everything we play sitting right here beside the computer. And a lot of times we have to do it on the turntable, which we'll be doing some more of that here in a minute. Joe Stacks is on the phone out of Pittsburgh. Hey, Joe.
Greetings, everyone.
Were you digging any of that action? Fat Mattress, Buffalo Springfield?
That's some wild autumnal sounds there, man. Yeah, it takes me back hearing the Fat Mattress for the number of times I didn't buy that album.
Tell me about it. I can't tell you, since for the past like 20 years, every time I've come into that album, I thought to myself, I don't know, Fat Mattress? Really? You know, and who's on there? Like Noel Redding's on there, right?
Noel Redding, he's the main man. There's a guy, I think he's the bass player, a guy named Jim Leverton, who would later end up with another British group called Juicy Lucy. I was looking at the name going, why do I know this? And, well, that's why.
Well, I'm
But, you know, you kind of feel bad for Noel Redding, because you're always going to suffer in comparison to, you know, he was in Jimi Hendrix's band.
Well, and the thing is, I was looking at the Fat Mattresses, came out in 69, so it came out when Hendrix would have been laying down Electric Ladyland stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it's a good album, actually. It turns out to be a very enjoyable album. We were digging it in the studio here this week, and so there you go, folks. And speaking of people that are digging it, it's coming in on the email. We didn't even give out the email address tonight, folks, but people are so hip that they're contacting us anyway, and it starts off like this. Chris in East Tennessee was digging, he was digging the Doctor Who music that we kicked off the show with. That's true. The instrumental at the top of the hour, folks, was some kind of an instrumental off the old Doctor Who program from back in the 60s. And I can't really get into it, but just trust us on that. And we're going to give a shout out to some guy who might be listening. And this would be Ian, who is also in East Tennessee, who just purchased his first shortwave radio, and he may be listening tonight, provided he gets in from the bar in time to, you know, make any sense out of it. So hopefully Ian's out there making a scene tonight with us, and here comes a new listener to this program, Michael, from Grass Lake, Minnesota. That would be affiliated, maybe, with KGLT Radio in Grass Lake or surrounding areas of Minnesota. And he's digging both frequencies tonight, booming into East Central Minnesota. We are having fun, Michael. Thank you very much. 7415 and 5110 kilohertz he's talking about there, folks. And good old Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, getting a perfect signal with 20 decibel over on 7415 tonight. And 73s, he's throwing up the peace sign to everybody. Okay, now speaking of people, the email. Folks, all right, if you want to do it, go ahead. Joe, can you give them the email address? Are you hip to know it?
I happen to know it. It is lost.
Yeah.
At.
Yeah.
WBCQ.
Yeah.
Dot.
What?
US.
All right, very good, Joe. Lost at WBCQ.US will get you in on the action, folks. And now I'm trying to look for an email that came in, last week. While we were on a repeat, somebody requested a song. Here it is. It's John. Yeah, John, what's his name, in Canada, up around Montreal. This guy, John, said that he wanted to hear a record by Twinkle. All right. Now, I don't know if anyone's... I am not really prepared for this. In fact, I honestly don't know why I have this record in the collection. But this is an artist named Twinkle, and all I know is it's a chick out of Britain in the mid-60s, and I've got it on the Tolly Records label. Joe Stacks, real quick, what can you tell me?
Okay, well, Twinkle is kind of unique for the girls, you know, the girl sound scene from the UK in the mid-60s, in that she wrote a lot of her own material. Yeah. And you're spinning. Which one are you spinning tonight, there, Jim?
I believe it's the A side, which is called Terry.
Which was her worldwide global smash in 1965.
Oh, okay.
And she wrote a lot of her own material, but dropped out fairly early on. She got married and, you know, embraced the domestic scene for a while. But she did come back in the early 70s with a cover of I'm a Believer, which I can safely say I've never heard.
Yeah, but, oh, but you may. I'm going to find that one of these days. Yeah, according to the label here, she does indeed take writing credit for this song. So, well, there you go. I kind of thought maybe she was like a Twiggy type, but she wasn't like a fashion model, heroin abuser type. You're saying she was more of just like an innocent British chick kid.
Yeah. She made her debut at 17, and you know, just went forward from there. In Britain, she was on the Decca label.
Yeah, man.
And you know, believe it or not, her first supporting gig was opening for Jerry Lee Lewis.
Not Jerry regular Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Folks, see, now there you go. That's the kind of thing that it's unfortunate about this show. It is that now you know more than everything that you would ever want to know about Twinkle.
By request.
So here she comes tonight, exclusively, right off the Tolly Records label 45, the Lost Discs Radio Show.
He said to me he wanted to be near to me. He said he never wanted to be out of my sight. But it's too late to give this for my love tonight. Please wait at the gate of heaven for me. Said to me he wanted to be close by my side. We had a quarrel, I was untrue on the night he died. And it's too late to tell this boy how great he was. Please wait at the gate of heaven for me. To me, you are the one I want to be with. He said to me, you are the one whom I love I shall give. One day he'll know how hard I prayed for him to live. Please wait at the gate of heaven for me. To me, you are the one whom I love I shall give. One day he'll know how hard I prayed for him to live. Please wait at the gate of heaven for me.
After all, then, has caused all of our troubles.
WBCQ!
Alan Wiener.
Stop! Now you can stop.
Johnny Lightning. They're all here on your favorite station. Imagine the pants.
What does that even mean? What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Does that mean something? All right.
Lost Discs Radio.
It's too much.
Too much. Too much. It's an expression.
I'm sorry, if you're a moron, it's not my fault. I didn't make you a moron. Turn off the radio and go back to being a moron. Go stay in your moron place. You know, go be moron man, whatever, if that's what you want. You know?
I heard the rumors are spreading around. Now in my mind there's a shadow of doubt. Should I believe them if you put them down? You're always on my mind, and it's shameful how I feel. That's just a thought that I had in my mind. Try not to worry, but nothing can help. My mind's in a blurry, I know very well. If I think it's nothing, I'm cheating myself. You're always on my mind, and it's shameful how I feel. That's just a thought that I had in my mind. The way that I feel, it's so hard to describe. You're all.
Always on my mind, and it's shameful how I feel. That's just a thought that I had in my mind.
Please listen closely, you're having your fun. It's up to you, you can say it or run. If you don't want me, it's over and done.
You're always on my mind.
Kidding me, man. Incredible sounds there of the Ugly Ducklings. A little bit of Yorkville sound out of the Toronto sound of Canada. Folks, making the scene tonight. And, you know, we do hear from our, well, more than our fair share of Canadians who dig this program and dig WBCQ. And I think they get it on the shortwave radio, for God's sake. If you can believe that. Joe, I put that on because lately, the past couple weeks, you've been talking a lot about the Ugly Ducklings. So what do you want to say to the people about it, man? Hurry up, man.
Well, okay, that was a fantastic song, first off. But the big news is their album, Somewhere Outside, is about to be reissued, vinyl only. It's going to be on the American Sundays label, on their Beat Rocket imprints, coming out a little later this month.
Oh, very good. Well, we'll have to look for that. A vinyl-only reissue, huh?
Yeah. And wow. I'm looking forward to getting it and hearing it.
Yeah, see, and all those people without turntables, man, they'll make fun of this show, but man, when it comes to stuff like that, where else are you going to get it? Well, you're going to have to rely on us, folks, and that's a fact. Hey, that's a fact. Because we do spin the vinyl here, and before that, we were spinning. Now, by request, okay, we were spinning Twinkle, and she was doing a song called Terry, and it was on the Tolly Records label. You see what I'm saying? And that was going out to John, and he's also somewhere in Montreal, Canada, and you see what I mean about the Canadians? And but of all the Canadians we hear from, one more time, I just got to get a shout-out to the people in Halifax, Nova Scotia, because we still have not actually heard from anyone in Halifax, Nova Scotia. But we know that, for the most part, we are syndicated on there Tuesday mornings at 5 a.m. on the incredible FM sounds of CKDU. That's 88.1 FM in Halifax. And they pick up this show in the archive there, and they spin it on Tuesday mornings. Somebody occasionally has got to hear that and have email abilities and just got to drop us a line at lost@wbcq.us. Or you can send it in the regular analog mail. Now, here's a real test. Joe Stacks, do you know our analog mailing address?
Oh, you know what? I'm drawing a blank on the retro PO.
See?
I know it's in North Haven.
Yep.
Beautiful, well, North Haven, Connecticut.
Yes. Well, all right. Let's now. Chesty just walked in the studio here, right as we were putting on that Twinkle record. So, Chesty, get on the mic and give him the Poe box address, and you know.
Ooh, I get to sit in Doc's chair.
Ooh, yeah.
And look, be there's careful. Something
don't,
here
don't,
for him.
Listen, don't catch anything.
All right, I'm not going to sit on that. Okay. Yeah, it's PO Box 157.
What?
157.
Yeah.
North Haven, Connecticut.
Where?
I just said that. North Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah.
06473. If you want to mail us.
All right. So mail us in the PO box stuff. And speaking of post office boxes and frequency modulation, we just got to give a shout out to Brad. Crazy Brad and Gene are apparently digging this program tonight, also on the frequency modulated sounds of something. Okay, and that's exciting. So a big shout out there to Brad and all those guys who are digging the groovy program out in the backyard, all those guys and gals. And we're going to be breaking out the cornbread a little bit later on for everyone in the studio. Now, here comes a new email from a guy named Tom. We're booming into Stafford, Virginia tonight. Some fading, but he's got us on the S meter at a 9, a solid S9. And this is on his 1963 Electronics Assistance Corporation R390A military receiver using an amateur radio vertical antenna. Yeah, wow, not a portable thing at 85 pounds plus, right? Okay, so that's one of your tabletop models, folks. And it's 7415 is the strongest of the two frequencies. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that kind of signal report, folks. That kind of signal report gets a QSL card from this program. So send your mailing address and we will shout back to you in your retro PO box with one of our QSL cards, right? Our fab QSL cards. And now here's the other thing. We're also hooked up on the internet, as you may know, Joe Stacks, on our website, we have three record labels that we, you can go vote. You look at the record and you say, man, that's a cool record label. And you want to vote for it? Well, you can hit the thing and you vote. You see, and we got three labels. And then every 2 months or so, we take them down. We put up a new poll of three new labels. And then we count them down right now, live on the show, the way you people voted them in, just like a Casey Kasem kind of routine. And here comes the poll results. I'm glad Chesty made it in for this. She's on the microphone. Here you go, Chesty. Take the poll results here on the thing. There you go. I've handed them off to her, believe it or not. Three labels, and we'll give them to you in reverse order. So what's up first here, Chesty? I'm going to cue it up on the turntable while you're doing it.
Number three.
Sorry, go ahead.
Number three on the major label with 15 votes, which is 27% of the votes.
All right, so the major records label, folks, dig this.
Lost Discs Radio.
Please speak number.
10987654. 3, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Be careful now. Yeah, believe it or not, folks, it's a polka record. Now, we'll see how much of this we get through, but it's the Anthracite Polka from Lefty and the Polka Chaps off the major records label. Number three on the poll tonight.
Minor, minor, drill and hole, labor, labor, load and pull. Miner says they get the crop. Labor's gonna pull him up. Minor working every day. Think too easy, can't you pay? Mama happy as could be. Buying coal and feed family. Yes, sir, mama. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Chesty, go ahead.
This record makes me feel like getting a job in a beer hall and being St. Chesty girl.
Yeah.
Could I be a St. Chesty girl?
Oh, my God. You could be. Yes, you could be a St. Pauli Chesty girl. Yes. Would you carry those beer steins that you kind of dip your nipples into the beer and get them all, the foam all over them?
Yeah.
And serve it up to the... Oh.
I think up in New Britain, they have one of those beer halls.
Yeah. We got to get up to that one of these days. That's where Dr. Doc Brown is right now, by the way. He's up at the St. Pauli girl beer hall. He has his own stein. Okay. Well, stand by, folks. Big finish. Yes, believe it or not, spinning it on the turntable, you can see how things go around here. I had to do it. Not because we wanted to play a polka record, but because we wanted to have three record labels on our poll that, it's kind of an inside joke, but that was the major record label. Now stay tuned for the other two and you'll be able to piece it together, the joke. So here we go, stand by, because Chesty's got the results for the number two winner.
All right, no warranty needed for this one. At number two, it is on the Guaranteed record label.
Whoa.
Oh, man, I had money on that one.
Joe, you voted for these?
I voted for Guarantee.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry. You know, it was really close, though. Go ahead, give them the numbers on that.
19 votes, which was 35% of the vote.
Okay, 19 votes.
And it only lost by 2%. It only lost really by one vote.
That's right.
So how can that percentage be right?
Just relax over there. the winner only got one more vote than this. So it was a really tight neck and neck race. But yes, number two tonight.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number
10987654 3.
We'll be off the Guaranteed Records label. Some rockabilly action from Jack Scott.
Been working hard all week long. Got my money and I'm long gone. Hurry, hurry, cause now I'm late. Harold said he can't wait. Go on, little city, go on.
Go on.
Go on, little city, go on.
Go on.
Go on, little city, go on.
Go on.
Go on, little city, go on. She messed my hair, she pulled my tie. Come on, city, let's go rock a while. Come on. Let's stop this fight. Everything's gonna be alright. Never told you, never told you lies. Sadie, Sadie, Jerry, blow a wild. Was your tongue? He blew a breathy round his saxophone. Come on now, let me see you smile. He blew a note, said he went wild.
Yeah, that's the stuff, man. Jack Scott coming to you on the Guaranteed Records label, the number two winner from the record label poll at our website. Well, folks, right before I play the top number one winner here, give you the website address. You really type it in like this, lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. But you must spell the word discs with a C, people. And for some reason, with a tripod address, you can't put the triple W's in front of it. So it's ridiculous. So what you do is you could go search on the Google, you know what I'm talking about, and you search, but you got, again, spell word discs with a C, and you should get to the website, and you can vote on the new poll that's up there. So here we go, folks. Chesty has got the results, I think, for this last one. Go ahead, Chesty.
The winner is Jerk.
Whoa.
With what? 20 votes.
Wait, what did you just call me?
No, that's the record label.
Oh. Well, it is the record label. What's the percentage?
37%.
Dig this, folks.
Song number one.
Yeah, off the Jerk Records label. A little soul action from Don Julian. Lost Discs Radio Show, man.
You're a bad, bad girl.
God damn, what a call letter.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Lost Discs Radio.
More music.
Here comes another oldie, but not necessarily a goodie.
Come over and dance with me.
me.
I don't know why we do these things. Oh God. Yes. What was the point of that? I don't know. That's Friar Tuck off the Mercury record label at a 1969-ish, and his psychedelic guitar, it actually says on the label, Friar Tuck and his psychedelic guitar. And he's covering a real square poppy number, though, like Sweet Pea. Okay, well, that's exciting, I guess. And some people are actually still with us on the show after all of the crap that we've pulled tonight. You know, a Mr. Bill checking in from Globe, Arizona. And, man, is he digging the action on 88.6.
Is fire season over?
Megahertz, which we don't know. Yeah. He used to go out and fight the fires there. I guess
yeah.
He put out all the fires. Now he's back at home kicking back some brews. Digging it. And then here it comes from, who's it? Tyler down in New Jersey in the land of swamp gas and skunk cabbage. And he's digging it. Well, he wishes he could be digging it. What can I tell you? He wishes he could be here drinking Dr. Doc Brown's brews. Thanks for checking in, Tyler. And Brad from Cincinnati, digging the Buffalo Springfield that we was playing earlier on the program, and he's getting us tonight on his old Hammerlund HQ-160, sounding great with an S7 on the S meter on 7415 signal propagation. Folks, do you understand what I'm saying? And then someone just emailed a photograph here of their rig. Boy, that's out of control. We will note that the window on, holy brother, the EAC R390A non-portable 85-pound receiver. Oh, this is the same guy that was emailing in before. Holy brother, that guy's getting a QSL card. That's for damn sure. All right, folks. Now, speaking of QSL cards, Joe, we don't have any hurry up, Joe, what's up?
Okay. Why don't we put that up in the forum? Show us your shortwaves.
Well,
show us your picks.
All right, that's the idea. We're going to go to on our website. If you're there checking out the record label poll, you should also check in on the forums. A lot of action going on. We have forums. You can have conversations with me, Joe Stacks, and Chesty, and read about Dr. Doc Brown's latest trip, among other things. And you'll see that on the main page, a link to the forums there on our website. And if you can't find the website, people just spell the word discs with a C and type in Lost Discs Radio Show on Google there, and it should come up in one of a million hits. But being that this is Columbus Day weekend, Joe, I want to move it into an Italian number, okay? And this is a group called I Giganti, and I've got the actual 45 on the something record label. Let me see. On the Reefy record label, real quick, Joe, what did you find about these guys?
Well, I had to dig deep for these guys. Not a lot of information that I could find about their pop career. They formed in 64-ish, broke up around 68-ish, put out some singles and an album, more or less successful maybe. But here's the kicker. They got back together in 1971 to record one of the earliest progressive LPs out of Italy, an album called Terra in Bocca.
Whoa.
Which this is not from.
No, unfortunately. No, what we've got here is from about 1966, and it's all sung in Italian, folks, so happy Columbus Day. Yes, it is La Bomba Atomica, and it's exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio Show.
Il calore e la pace di
familia. Noi, non abbiamo più nessun amore, né una casa da difendere dai mali del mondo.
To another ridiculous edition of the Lost Discs Radio Show on 7415 and 5110 kilohertz shortwave radio for your underground experience. Yeah, or maybe you're digging it on the FM modulated sounds of CKDU 88.1 Halifax, Nova Scotia, and you should be in touch with us on the email lost@wbcq.us. We'll dig you next week, folks. Live on the air, come. Dr. Doc Brown or High Water. Good night, Joe.
Night, Jim. Night, Chaffee.
Good night.